First, my idea, Trump in love. The first, my idea, will talk about how is the Senate must approve the president treatly by two-thirds vote to approve a treatly. This is a smart idea so president doesn't make treaties with nation that might harm the USA or the US. For example, the president Trump met with Kim Jong-un if he had agreed to a treaty that benefit North Korea or put the U.S. in danger. The Senate could have checked the treaty by a two-thirds vote. Second smart idea, the Congress has the power to get two-thirds vote to make a bill that was pocket vetoed by the president into the law. This solves a problem of a president making a bad decision by vetoing a good bill that may save the U.S. for a whole. For example, in 1996, the Congress passed the President Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act, which state marriage was the only counted as marriage if it was a part of heterosexual couple. But in 2006, in the case Windsor versus the United States Supreme Court ruled that the law was unconstitutional as it did not treat gay couple and the same as heterosexual couples. Third smart idea. The First Amendment makes it clear that you can freely practice your religion. This amendment is important because some religion makes it where the person in that religion may not be able to go X. That mall without their hijab headdress, for example, my friend Maya is jealous, and with the First Amendment, it allows her to practice her religion for Judaism. For example, she can freely go to a synagogue. Fourth smart idea. The First Amendment is the Constitution guarantees citizens of the right of free speech. This amendment is important because this guarantees the press of people can report what the government is doing, even if the government does not want people to know. For example, an immigrant child died on Christmas Day in U.S. custody. Fifth smart idea. If a president does not like a bill that Senate sent them, they can veto the bill, which makes it so become a law since the president did not sign it. This fixed the problem of having to sign a popular bill that may not be good for either of presidents. For the government, for example, there could be an amendment that states you can kill another for petty theft. And it may be popular, but since this is